Welcome to the Upside Daily Podcast with Ioannis Dikas, a podcast all about spiritual renewal and personal growth. The outcome? To live with faith, love, and hope as a city changer, wherever you are. And now, your host, Ioannis Dikas.
Hello, and welcome to Upside Daily. It's so great to have you here on the podcast again. I do trust that this podcast will empower you to live from the grace of God, to find your divine purpose in life, and that you will be challenged to a deep sense of personal and spiritual growth. This series is called Starting Over because we're speaking about how we can allow next time to be better than the previous time, but not just because we want it to be, because we're planning for it to be. We're allowing God to do His work in our lives. The first three episodes of this series have been extremely exciting, and I do trust that you get to listen to them. We've spent a lot of time speaking about the concept of time, how time is an eternal commodity that God really wants to unlock in our lives, the way we think about life, how we emerge from seasons of difficulty, how we allow time to actually shape in us an abiding humility and a sense of divine destiny. This is all really exciting stuff because I do believe God wants to bring transformation to your life. I firmly believe that. Today's episode is called God Uses All Things. We started this week off looking at three myths, you know, the experience myth, that experience will make me wiser, or the know better myth. Since I know better, now I'll do better next time. Or the time is running out myth, you know, time is not my friend. And we think of these things and we actually start understanding how inaccurate our thinking is about starting over. Because really, I believe God wants to position me and you that when we start over, when we're thinking even about this year lying ahead or the next season lying ahead, that you would be empowered to take positive and accurate and active steps forward in your life and in your spiritual journey. And so today's episode, I want to read you Romans chapter 8, verse 28, which is a very well-known verse, but I just want to pause because I think so much of the first three episodes already plays itself out in this one verse. It says, and we know that in all things, there's today's episode title right there, and we know that in all things, you know, every circumstance, there's a sense of conviction that the detail of our lives is woven together for our good. That's why the Apostle Paul says, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. I just want to read that verse to you again. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Now, I just want to break that up for you into four little sections. You know, the first one is, we know that in all things, God has worked every detail out. We are convinced of this, that every detail of our lives is involved in the story. Now, this is not random. I don't know what life looks like to you. I don't know what the situations are that you've been involved in. Can God use your alcoholic mother or your abusive father or your daughter that ran away or that job that you never got or that business deal that went completely pear-shaped and you lost everything? Can God use that moment? Can God use that thing? The answer to that is yes. Because there has to be the sense of conviction in our hearts. We know that in all things, God works. That's the second thing I just want to focus your attention on. You know, God works. When God works, He brings redemption. When God works, there's always a sense of restoration. You know, when God works, it's always more beautiful than what it was the previous time. If you just think about Adam and Christ, you know, Christ hasn't restored your life and mine to the level of Adam. It's much more. There's a sense of exceedingly abundantly more when God is at work. And so, you know, the Apostle Paul says, we know that in all things God works. In all things God brings redemption, salvation, restoration. He makes beautiful all things in its time. And then he says, for those who love him, those who are surrendered to him, those who live with a sense of abiding humility, because they will discover something of a divine destiny. You know, God comes to those who are surrendered to him in a way, and he shows up in our future. He shows us how he can potentially benefit us so that our lives cannot just be blessed, but that we can benefit others. Because he says, we know that God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. The Mirror translation of this verse says, meanwhile, we know that the love of God causes everything to mutually contribute to our advantage. His master plan is announced in our original identity. God has purposed you. He's called you by name. Whatever happened was not random. What is random is how you and I respond to it. God has got the capacity, if we allow him, with an abiding humility and a sense of destiny, to form out of this beauty. Let me tell you a personal story. We struggled with infertility for a many, many number of years. There were even moments in our lives when we had a prophetic word. It was a season quite early on in this journey where once every week, Sheree and I would have somebody that would either send us a scripture, or there would be a dream, or they'd have a word for us in the celebration. They come over and say, God says, you know, you can have more children. And after about 30 weeks into that year, Sheree and I were livid. We just couldn't stand it anymore. We were like, God, you need to stop speaking about this. You know, if you asked me in that moment, can God use this for our benefit? It would have been a very difficult question to answer. And yet, there's a sense of divine purpose and an abiding humility that comes, that came from that season of infertility. You know, subsequently, we've had three more boys that were born into our household. We now have four boys. And our kids are different ages, and we would have liked to have them earlier, and, you know, all the things. And you can think of five things that you want to say about this. But did God have a place? Did God have a divine destiny and an abiding humility for us to discover? The answer to that is yes, 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 and yes. We know that in all things God works. He works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You know, and so I don't know what the story is in your life. This is just a brief story about the question is, can God use these things? Yes, he can. In Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 10, there's an absolutely beautiful scripture. It says, trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you, and he will lead you in every decision you make. Isn't that beautiful? And then verse 6 onwards, he says, become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. Don't think for a moment that you know it all, for wisdom comes when you adore him with undivided devotion and avoid everything that's wrong. Then you will find the healing refreshment for your body and your spirit and the things that these long for. Glorify God with all your wealth, honoring him in your first fruits, with every increase that comes to you. Verse 10 says, then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy. Oh, jeez. Jeez. You know, they're uncontainable. These incredibly powerful words. I pray that you would discover this. I pray that as this year starts, I pray that as you perhaps in whatever area of life feel that you need to start over, I pray that you will start discovering God's leading, that you will discover as you're intimate with Him that He's with you, that you will discover in every dimension of your life, overflowing, blessing, uncontainable source of joy from the inside. Even if the outside looks confusing, even if the outside is contradictory, that on the inside you would be able to be secure and know that the next time will look different, not just because you wanted to, but because you've allowed God to plan it with you. I hope you are encouraged as you start over, start this year, start over after disappointment. Again, can I encourage you, if you want to dive in deeper with us or connect with us, the link is in the description of today's episode, or you can connect with Doxodale Online Campus at doxodale.church. It's always exciting to speak about doxodale.church. God's doing some incredible stuff there. But here's the other thing I want to ask you. If you're enjoying these episodes, don't you want to please help me share them about? Come on, it's not just good that us few enjoy this incredible word. Help me get this out. Next episode is called Own It. And going to speak about how do we come to a place now where we really allow God to work in us so that we can start over. I'm looking forward to connect with you again. Live blessed.
You've been listening to the Upside Daily Podcast. Join us next time for more insights on how to know God, love people, and impact your world. Upside Daily, your personal daily investment to turn your world upside down.